Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
Take a ride with Mississippi Mud Flat.
With Lou Merlone.
We think this is wrong. Enjoy the show.
Christian Fourier.
There's the cream of the crop that is blowing everybody away.
And Glenn Ordway.
I'm a big deal.
The Patriots are getting some help with the return of the opt-out players.
Dante Hightower!
There is one possible QB candidate we haven't talked about much, and he has a killer mustache.
What's up, fifth graders across America? I'm Gardner Minshew.
Alex Cora makes his season debut with us at 2:30.
Now it's time for OMF.
Three words. About time.
On EEI.
What's taking off the velocity?
I don't know, man. Oh man.
How quickly when before he's on, can we go, I don't know, man.
Right out of the gate.
No, no, I feel like we should wait till he says it. Wait till he says it.
And then we should
We drop it with
We should all do it. We should all do it.
It'll be in unison.
It won't take long. He'll drop it in there soon.
I was watching his little post, his little conference call today, and I feel like he didn't say it once.
It's like a cute little team.
No, no. First of all, the dude, I've never seen. This is why baseball sucks.
Why?
Like this. I mean,
tell me why.
As a manager, I would say, because the players, you really don't have to deal with it as much. I mean, this guy talks
baseball
than anybody. I mean, the baseball managers, they just hold court forever.
Every day before and
every
after the game.
Single day. Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Pre-game and post-game.
Yeah.
By
like,
the way.
It's like you can't even. That's why Farrell got himself into so much trouble. He's like, Ron Reneke.
No, you think about it, pregame, like, and they play every day. So every day before the game and every day after the game.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. I mean, it's saying, how many questions do you possibly have to ask this guy?
He saw something that maybe only he saw.
Yeah, and then and the other thing, how many cliches can you use? Like, you just run out of them. Mm. You know, before
In
you're
my
just
view,
like.
We have 25 individual leaders.
See, that was Farrell's problem. That was his problem. Too much time on his
hands.
His
problem was he talked too much?
He talked way too much. Yeah. Way too much.
That's why I need a communicator.
Yeah.
You'll communicate with us at 2:30.
Yeah. The first of many, right? So this is a regular thing now, right?
I don't know if it's
he'll join us today, yeah.
I don't know. I think today's a throw-in. And then
it's a throw-in today.
Yeah. This is not the start of the season, then.
This is like his version of State of the
Union. But he is joining us on Wednesday, right? And then Chris Sale every Thursday. That was the schedule.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I think there's maybe a fight over him.
Might be.
Sounds like it. Good God. I had this guy on this morning, and I heard, we're looking forward to having you on all the time this year. I'm like, we usually get him like four times a year, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Right. Curtis is in charge of booking, so now they get him every week.
Well, when your boss is in charge of booking, you tend to figure out where they lean.
We got no shot in this one, I think.
Hey, I threw this guy in here for you. Who is he? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
All right, let's get serious.
So I did get excited today because it became a frenzy out there. Have you seen this photo out there with Bill Belichick? With Bill Belichick apparently leaving Florida. He's at the airport. He's got the laptop open.
Yeah.
He's sitting at some little airport restaurant or whatever, and people are excited. Like, oh, he's got down to work. Who knows what he's doing on that laptop? Who the hell knows? Maybe he's ordering breakfast. We don't know. Suddenly they're all excited.
Everybody's fake. See, I actually thought that was fake.
It might have been fake.
He's watching the show on Twitch. Oh. I think that's what he's doing. He's getting ready to log in.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
sure it is.
It's just fuming. Sure it is. There's that guy, Lou. That guy thinks he's slick.
He's like, wait, I heard there Lou he say, is. What was it? Search Boston, W-E-E-I. Okay.
Yes. Oh, hey. I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Lou. Yeah. How are you?
I hope he's getting to work because there's a hell of a lot of work to do. So Ian Rappaport has this today. Free agency hasn't started, but the Patriots are already getting some reinforcements. Their key opt-outs from 2020, including Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, Marcus Cannon, are planning to be back for 2021, sources say. Mm. Physically, ooh, all are in good place.
Get the duck boats ready!
Of course they're physically all in a good place. They haven't done a damn thing for the last year.
They're healthy. Their body feels good. Hightower's shoulders all set.
So we excited? Is anybody excited about this? We excited? Should we be excited?
No. I think most definitely. Okay, so just the fact that they had a year off to heal, like any real nagging thing that could have gotten somewhat better, just when the normal off season, now is 100% just healed, and it's like you're brand new. I think this is great if it actually happens, and I think this defense, okay, with some obvious additions, some free agents and some draft picks. With these two guys back, and if you're keeping Gilmore, Duggar with another year, McCourty again, not Jason, but because he's probably gone, he's a free agent. I doubt they'll bring him back. I feel like this defense could be good again, could be great again. Not long term, but I think short term with Chung, who's going to be probably 34, Hightower, relatively young, 31. I mean, this is, McCourty's up there too in age. I really think this could be a blessing in disguise for this defense. The fact that two of your most important players and your oldest players, most reliable players, Chung and Hightower, got a full year of rest, like Rob Gronkowski full year of rest. Now look how happy he is. Now they're still stuck in New England, so maybe they're not all in like Gronk was. But the fact is, you feel like a rookie again. You feel like you're reborn again. All the real nagging things that only really go away if you retire are like, they're fine. So they're training better, they're faster, and they're mentally just, they have something to prove.
See, I think it is. I think it's a very good thing for them, to be honest with you, because I think they missed, especially, Hightower and Chung. Even though Phillips did a nice job, Phillips got 1 year left in his deal. I was surprised. I mean, that Chung, we knew he extended him. They got 4 years. He's got 4 years left in his deal.
Chung does.
Chung. Like 4 years left. And of the guys
at 34 already.
I know. Of the guys coming back, he's probably the one that I question if they need to come back.
Except
really?
That I'm just
Adrian Phillips, right? Great that he's got 1 year left in his deal. And Kyle Duggar on both of those guys sort of take that Patrick Chung kind of safety / linebacker, hard hitting kind of guy. Don't they sort of do that? Is Chung a better, cover guy than them? I just feel like that's a lot of depth, which I don't think is a bad thing. I'm just saying there's glaring holes in other areas. There are glaring holes at linebacker.
No, sure. Yeah, you're gonna have to add, but think about it, Lou. Think about all the times they were like Adrian Phillips played linebacker inside the box. Think about all the different
doesn't do that anymore.
I know, but here's my thing is that they need those type of guys. They need those guys. The problem is they didn't have Hightower. With the amount of skill position players that teams are throwing out there, you need more hybrids. Duggar's now a hybrid. Phillips, unfortunately for him, is a hybrid.
They got three of them now is what I'm saying.
And I would also say is like Chung can also made a living inside the box making tackles. So this is the one position I think they need more of. They need more guys like this.
I think that's the position that you need right now.
Well, you got three of them.
And here's the other one. He carries the most dead money of any of the guys.
Yeah.
He's definitely back because it makes no sense for them to let him go. It actually costs them more money to let him go than it does by bringing him back.
But so see, I would definite. Say, and I agree. I think for years we've been talking about Hightower. Is this it? Even last year, 12.5. Because this cap hits $12.5 million. You could save $10 million by cutting him, right? But given where they are right now, if you're Bill Belichick and you sit there and say, okay, I get Hightower coming back on my football team, I still have $63 million to spend. If I cut him, I have $73. But if I can bring back a guy like Hightower, now I can have the kids next to a veteran. Now I can focus on maybe that edge rusher if I'm going to spend money. Because I was talking about getting that linebacker, the high-priced linebacker, high-priced edge rusher, maybe that tackle. He can sort of look at it now and say, okay, with Hightower coming back, I think I'm okay. I can kind of try to find a middle-of-the-road linebacker for depth, maybe a veteran that can play with him. But as far as spending money goes, You know, do I need that type of linebacker right now with Hightower's experience? Yeah. But I'm just saying now you can go for that edge rusher. Now you can go for that defensive tackle. Well, so I think it gives him a lot of flexibility in how he can spend money on that defense.
So here's my guess. They bring Dante Hightower back, but they don't bring him back at $12.3 million cap number. And they can redo that deal. And let's face it, with a reduced cap ceiling and a guy that took a year off, it's not going to be a good year for Dante Hightower to go out there into free agency right now and for them to let him go.
He already tried that, and it is prime time, and it didn't work out for him, so he wouldn't do it now.
No, there's no way. They're going to be able to redo his deal. And as for Marcus Cannon, same thing, guys. $9.6 million. They'll be able to redo it. I just saw that it looks like the Giants are going to release Nate Solder. He's going to be out there in the market. They're going to be a bunch of those guys that you could get as a replacement for Marcus Cannon now. And again, 9.6, maybe they go back to Marcus Cannon and they say, because it's only 2.6 in dead money, they sit there and say, hey, listen, we can either cut you and we collect the 2.6, or we could redo your deal, extend it out, not a lot of guaranteed at the other end, and we change the numbers. So they could have a higher cap space number here in another couple months.
Yeah, I do get nervous about all these veterans coming back, the possibility of like even like Nate Solder could come back. Chung coming back, all these older guys, these veterans, these established guys on this roster. Oh, man, it just leads me down a different way of thinking. Not me, but the way I think they may think as far as who they would like running their offense. And I don't know where you think I'm going with this. But holy cow. You know what? Hey, with this defense and Cam Newton as our quarterback.
Stop it.
Stop it right now.
Can we bring back that rule again
where you can't mention the guy's name?
Can we start now? I don't want to hear it.
It's a Friday. I do not need to hear it. All right, we'll get back to some of the other players. There are a bunch of other guys, by the way, that opted out. We forget about them. But do they help this team coming back? We'll get to all of that. Alex Cora will join us coming up in 2:30, unless they've made a deal with the morning show and we lose them, which could all happen in the next 15 minutes right here on OMF.
They can have Bill.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
There's not a stupid question, there's not a bad idea, and go.
Now back to OMF.
Mm-hmm. joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're talking to open up the program today about the fact that this is some good news for the Patriots today. Yeah, Patrick Chung, Marcus Cannon, Dante Hightower, all coming back. So what about Marquise Lee, Brandon Bolden, Matt Lacoste, Danny Vitale, and Najee Torn? Are they all coming back too? Is that a possibility? Why isn't anybody paying attention to their future, their career?
Huh? Shouldn't we be paying attention to Matt Lacoste? I mean, they do need some tight end help.
I want to know by 6 o'clock tonight.
There's another guy. There's another guy.
I do not want to hear that their answer at tight end is Matt Lacoste.
Think about this, Lou. You should be excited. Matt Lacoste.
Do you?
Ryan Izzo. Asiasi.
I love Lacoste.
Great. Oh, yeah, I tell you what. One of them can be borderline above average. I would say the one guy that I would look at and say there's some situational football for him would be Lacoste, who left Denver injured. Well, I'm just saying, came here injured, never, and then took a year off again. The ability to rest and relax and rejuvenate, I think, is important. Listen, he ain't some, you know, first down guy where he's going to dominate and, you know, set the edge and just, you know, run fools down down the line. But he's a good, you know, second string, third string tight end.
Vitale would help. Right? Well, they got the kid, Jakob.
Well, they got Jakob Johnson, and they don't even have to pay him. I mean, they pay him, but they don't have to include him.
International guy?
Yeah. They don't have to include him. So, again, that's $850,000. Not an awful lot of money, but it's still $850,000 you can get another player with.
Yeah. I mean, what's Vitale's not making anything. 1.2, he's making $1 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, I don't think you keep two fullbacks, but, I mean, you look at both of them and, you know, it's not like
one a tight end.
It's not like that kid Yaka's making that much less. I mean, if Vitale's been around the league a long time, he's a better football player, he makes the team.
Yeah, but we're not going to – I mean, you really shouldn't get too excited about, you know, the 35th or 36th guy on the team.
No,
you
don't think?
Yeah, that's basically what these guys are.
No, I would say that you're talking about Chung, Hightower, and Cannon, because I think Cannon can be a huge help. Are you talking about a right tackle, for God's sakes? Yeah. You know, to where you have a left guard and a center that are free agents. And you got – so, I mean, if Cannon does come back and you keep Andrews, Owenu slides to left guard, and you're just right where you are, and you feel good about your offensive line.
Yeah, the only one I see staying, though, with the numbers that are there on paper right now would be Patrick Chung. They've got to redo Hightower. They've got to redo Cannon. They're going to be too many offensive tackles that are veteran guys. They're going to be out there in the open market.
But you need two to tango, right? I mean, you need two. You need both sides to be like, yeah, sure, that sounds good. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm willing to do that. Like you said, I understand that the free agent market isn't going to be good this year at all for Cannon to play hardball and be like, no, I want my 8.4 salary, you know, or whatever. But I don't know. You might just have two guys that just they got to play along as well.
So were you guys surprised to hear that he was definitely coming back? And we've heard that now from Devin McCourty a week and a half ago and others. And now today we get it from Rap Sheet. Because didn't we hear, because of the health issues he had, and he had numerous health issues, that he was talking about retiring? What happened to that?
Talking about Cannon?
Yes.
Yeah, Cannon was one of the guys who thought about retiring.
Yeah,
and again, a year away from football. You know, I mean, with Gronk, it took him a while to kind of get his body going again, but he talked about how great his body felt. Hightower had dealt with some things. Cannon, I don't know, maybe the talk of retirement was because he had aches and pains. Well, you get a year away from just getting hit on every single play, and you wake up and you're like, actually, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, if you're Patrick Chung and you're looking at what Adrian Phillips had to do, you're probably sitting there going, I don't know. You want me to play inside linebacker? You want me to play backside will linebacker?
Game's changed.
Oh, my God. No, they're running it right at Adrian Phillips just every single chance they get. I also look at it as, I would say out of all those guys, the most important piece would be Dante Hightower, easily for me.
Yeah.
Just what they're – because in the middle, they were so vulnerable in the middle. So vulnerable in the middle. If by chance they got through Adam Butler, one of those other guys, and who was it, Juwan Bentley? Oh, my God, just no lateral movement.
Yeah.
It was like, no, they were terrible. They had the worst inside linebacker in the league. Now you can spot play him. You can, you know, give Hightower a break. You can put him in more favorable positions. This is a huge, huge get for them on so many different levels.
So when you say Bentley is a nice player to have on your roster for some depth, but
he'll be first string punt return, right. But
he was playing out of his level, right? He was playing.
Well, I don't think he's a starter
out of necessity. Correct.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
You know, the one that is that, you know, you mentioned like Chung, right? And I was just saying, I know you say you can never have enough of these types of players, but I think three is enough. You know, I think three is enough. I would say maybe even two is enough. I don't know. You think three. But it is, I think it is weird that at 33 they gave this guy a four-year extension.
Bill loves him.
Well, he loves him. But you know that a four-year deal is not a four-year deal, right?
Right. Yeah. Correct.
And when you look at his deal, that first-year cap hit was $6 million. That was supposed to be last year. You know, that was supposed to be last year. When you drafted the rookie, Duggar, and you sort of sat there and said, okay, maybe I get one more year. It's a big cap hit. It's going to be $5.1 million. We're going to pay him some money. Dead cap can't do it. But for 1 year, we need him because, you know, old school, right? We're going to draft the hard-hitting safety. We're going to have the hard-hitting safety for a year. After that, year two, you know, it was going to be, you know, another $4.5 million cap hit, but you could save some money. Year three, you take a $750,000 cap hit on it. Year four, nothing's guaranteed. So it looked like a two-year deal. Is there a chance that, like, he sat there and said, I wanted you for 1 year at 33 years old to get the kid Duggar ready, but I don't want you anymore? I mean, he's 34 years old.
I know. And I just looked at it. So even Rodney Harrison, I looked at how old he was his last year in the league. He was 36. And so
is
right
Chung
now.
Chung Rodney Harrison.
No. My point is I'm just going by age, Lou.
Quality player ages better than a guy that's not as good as
sure.
him.
Sure. Sure, and he's going to be 34 this year. So I would say the biggest hurdle is going to be how you kind of manipulate those contracts, like those conversations that you have with Chung and Hightower. Because I would say even before last year, I was thinking that Hightower was a guy who they wanted to kind of restructure anyways.
Right.
That's what I remember it as. And by the fact that he said, nah, I'm going to take the year off, and he walked away for like $8 million. So that is what's going to have to happen.
Yeah, I don't think any of these guys are going to have a market out there where they can suddenly, you know, feast on it. And the Patriots are going to look at a $12.3 million cap number with Hightower and say, yeah, we want Hightower back. But, man, we can't do this. And if we cut him, Dante, you're not going to make a
I don't think Bill right now cares. When you look at Chung, like you said, like, you know, $6 million cap hit. Given where he is, I don't really know. Like, you can save $1 million. They got $63 million. Dante Hightower. I think it's a good fit. He might sit there and say, I like Hightower, you know, but a $12.5 million cap hit, I can get so-and-so in the free agent market and give him $15 million. And if I cut Hightower, 10 of that comes from Hightower's salary, right, as far as the cap goes. So he might look at some of these guys, honestly, and he might not want them. Because he's thinking about improving even more, younger, faster than Hightower, younger, faster than Chung. Cannon's a guy that I think is very valuable because he's the right tackle. But the other guys on defense, he actually might not want him as much as we think he needs him.
But I think it's the best of both worlds if you can get Hightower back because, as Christian said, you need that experience in the middle.
I'm just saying you blow up an inside linebacker and go spend some cash.
Yeah, but that's going to cost you an awful lot of money to do that.
This guy's going to cost you 12.5 on the cap. What's the difference?
Chung is the one guy where they get no cap savings. That's why I got to believe he's back. They don't get a cap savings on him, right? So it makes sense you bring Chung back, and they do like him an awful lot.
I don't know.
As for the other guys, come on. You're going to get all worked up about Matt Lacoste? Brandon Bolden is a special teams player, except when he was with Miami, he burned the Patriots with two big runs.
What about Marquise Lee? I know he's a Jacksonville guy. I know, and he's a guy that's kind of long in the tooth, older than I thought he was.
Not great.
Not great, but it was like, just think about it. If you had another one of those guys that just, you know, just an older veteran guy. I mean, he never had great. I think the most he ever caught was like 60-something passes in Jacksonville. Hold on. But that was in like 5 years.
Guy with 40 catches right now, and that would be a big plus with this wide receiver core.
They need all the bodies they can get.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting, but the latest word is Hightower, Cannon, Chung, all are coming back after opting out for a year. We get to some baseball. Alex Cora, he joined us every week last year during the baseball season. He joins us next right here on OMF.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we're going to talk to Alex Cora in a few minutes. Apparently, he's tied in meetings right now.
Does he have a nickname? Does he? AC doesn't really count as a nickname.
That's his
does
nickname,
it?
Though, right?
I called him Skip. He got all pissed off.
That's old school.
It's like an old school baseball thing.
AC.
New school, you don't call anybody Skip no more.
It's not really a nickname, right? You got to be
Skip.
Like,
how you doing?
You got to be really tall, and they call you tiny. You know, like you got to be really fat, and they call you tiny. It's like something that we got to give him. He needs a nickname.
Let's get one today. Then ask him. It's not just AC. Give me something.
Yeah, AC is too easy.
What are your friends?
There's something.
Home?
I guarantee you, there's something. It'll be in Spanish.
Is I don't know man too long? Is I don't know man too long?
I don't know. So apparently he's in a meeting right now with Chris Curtis trying to negotiate a deal in the morning. And right after he's done with that, we'll put him on the air. Talking about all of that, I was a little surprised, shocked. It was nice to hear Chris Sale. I thought he was our guy. No, he's our guy. So we lost our guy. We lose our guy?
I would say like what, four times a year? Spring.
He was our guy.
Jimmy Fun Telethon and two couple times during the year. He used to be our guy.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go complain to the boss?
Who?
Curtis.
Who's the boss now?
Curtis or Ken?
Can somebody direct me to the boss?
Okay, is there like one of those complaint buckets or something like that where we can just kind of
complaint bucket?
Yeah. Whatever.
I
liked
it though because in typical fashion, you know, they're done with the interview and they're like, man. Well, I really like that guy. That guy's a good guy.
Good.
I'm looking forward to talking to him more this year. We got to get him on regularly. And they're like, yeah, working on it. And I'm like,
Monday Night Football.
I'm like, okay, that's good. Good. I'm glad.
All right, so they asked him the question about retiring with the Red Sox. This was his answer.
100%. I got nowhere else to go. Got nowhere else to be. And he's, like I said, I mean, this place is top-notch. They're unbelievable. And I like it here. I love it here. I feel comfortable here. They take care of me. They take care of my family. And we win. Check the books, man. Check the books. We win. So that's what we're here to do, and that's what we do a lot of. So I'd like to get back to that.
Yeah, I buy that answer.
Check
I mean, think
books.
About it. He was vastly underpaid as a pitcher with the deal he had with the White Sox. He came over here. He never really bitched about it. He could have easily bitched, pissed, moaned, forced them to redo the deal. Then he did the deal after the contract had expired. And he came back here. Back here.
And the whole, like, we win. That's what we do. And,
check
and, you know,
the books,
we
man.
We check the books. And, you know, there's some last place finishes. You know, there's some World Series. And you,
some
you look
World
at,
Series.
You know, yeah, like his first year here, right? They win the division. They lose in the playoffs. The second year here, he wins the World Series.
Yeah.
The third year, things kind of go crazy, right? In 2019. Remember, last year he didn't play. He wasn't there. You know, he was just sort of hanging out once in a while or popped in, so he wasn't part of that whole mess last year. So in his mind, he's 2-for-3, right? So, but I think more importantly, I think he realizes, he knows that he's got an ownership that will spend money regardless of how some people feel. Like, so he knows that it's coming. You know, it's coming. Whether it's next year, this year, whatever it's going to be, he knows it's coming.
To me, there are some similar traits to Alex's first year as far as just how – I'm not going to say it's not like he's bragging about it, but they feel really comfortable, you know, about the guys that they have.
They had a better team, though, Alex's first year.
No, obviously.
Much
well, they
team.
Won the World Series. Of course they did.
They were loaded.
My point
too,
is
going in.
They were loaded. But it seems like there's some of that, I don't know, commentary that I'm hearing where as the year after they won the World Series, listen, he's never been in this situation before. I mean, he's won a World Series before, but as a bench coach, he hasn't won one as a actual manager. And then the message, I think, kind of got lost and guys didn't play as well. And next thing you know, you're out of the playoffs in your second year. So then you're all right, okay, now let's really make up for third time's a charm. And then obviously, you know, before the season even starts, all hell breaks loose.
It's like I told you, though, because I do think they're going to surprise some people. I think they're going to be a pretty good team, you know, and I think they'll compete for a playoff spot. And I think, because I just think that their pitching is going to be that good. And I think a lot of the guys that were held over from last year kind of walk into camp when they look around, they see actual big leaguers. Like they see guys that have played at a high level before. You brought a lot of guys in here that have won championships before. You know, so I think that it's last year you walked into camp. How do you look around? Like, you're doing live BP. You're in spring training. And you're like, good God. Like, these guys aren't like non-roster guys that are throwing baseball right now in spring training. These are guys that, like, this guy's in our rotation. Like, you know, so I just think now I think it's a different attitude. There's real big leaguers on this team now. You might not like them. You might not know them, but there are.
Well, the approach last year was we're going to audition a ton of guys and maybe we find one. Right? That's basically what they were doing. This year, you're right. They're bringing in guys, short contracts, 1 year, whatever, but they're bringing guys in right now that they have actually had success in the major
league. Well, you brought in like 12 or 14 arms that you were just like, all I really hopefully need is two or three of these guys to pop.
Right.
Right? Because I'm going to have Darwinson and Taylor and Erod and hopefully Sale. And then all of a sudden, Sale, I mean, you could question whether you should have counted on that or not, but they're all gone. Now you go from, you know, only counting on two or three or four of them to counting on 8, 9, 10, 12 of them. And it's just, it was awful.
So this answer surprised me because we all, unless it's changed, Chris Sale is still a pitcher, right? Still?
Yes,
he is. So they asked him what he would change. Everybody wants to change the game of baseball. What would he change in baseball?
This is a little bit outside of my comfort zone, but I would just, for me, my personal opinion, I don't want anyone to get offended by this. Don't burn my house down or anything. But I think that if we took shifts away, it would be a little bit more back to normal. Because, you know, watching every left-handed power hitting player, anybody that's, you know, left-handed power hitter has three guys over there. And if they don't hit a home run, they're bouncing it to the middle guy. I don't know. I think that would kind of create a little bit more chaos and you see more hits and give you more reason to not try to maybe go yard every time. That's just me. I don't know. I'm just a starting pitcher with a expiration date.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah, that surprised me.
Hearing
that surprised
a pitcher. Well, it doesn't surprise me because it's coming from him. First off, left-handers hit like 200 with a 500 OPS against him, so he doesn't really care who the hell's over there. But he is 100% right. You know, left-handed hitter, I don't know how they do it. You know, right-handed hitters, okay, you don't, whatever. But left-handed hitters, they're all over there. You got your second baseman playing shallow right field. You know, your shortstop's playing second. Your third baseman's over the bag. And that's the reason why, if you ask hitters, saying, well, why should I hit the ball hard in the ground? What the hell is that going to do? Do you know how fine I have to be? How lucky I have to be to hit a ground ball through the hole with four guys sometimes? You know, standing on that side of the field? Like, why am I wasting my time?
Well, there's
I'm
no
hit over their head.
Yeah, there's no real bloop single, though.
Nothing.
Nothing there. So you've got very little space to drop the ball in. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Well,
hold on
real quickly, though, because it is, to me, if you're, usually I'm like, why should you change the rules, okay? What managers figured out, defensive specialists, they said, listen, screw it. We're just going to go based on tendencies. We're going to move our guys over there. It's like, but I do feel like there's some older guys who really don't like the fact that they're allowing the guys to move, which is really ridiculous. Because if you have an issue with it, just hit it the other way. Why isn't it that simple?
Because it's not.
That's my point. So I'm saying just hit it the other way.
It's simple. Remember,
lay down a bunt.
The problem is you got a kid that's been hitting a baseball for 20 years of his life, and he hits it a certain way. And everybody just like, are there some great hitters? Those are the guys that usually kind of always hit like that in their life.
This is the evolution of the game, though, Lou, is it not?
Yeah, it is. But there's certain guys that are just. That's how they hit. They've been successful. Pull happy, up the middle, whatever. Or this is what you do as a hitter. And I love that because people just say, yeah, he's 30 years old. Like, just switch. It's not that. I can't even compare it to a different sport. But it's like, all right, Brady, you can no longer sit in the pocket. Just roll out to the right. Just switch. Just try it. You have to. Like, it just doesn't, it's not that easy.
Well, it's like illegal defense in the NBA, which sounds just so weird when you say
that.
Yeah,
but there's very
that.
Little of that because they've taken, they've changed those rules. The analytics have changed the game of baseball dramatically. So the more research, the more analytics you have, you can figure out where the ball drops on the field. And then if you allow players to shift over to where a majority of the balls drop into the outfield, then you're taking away the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty simple. And analytics in baseball, more than any other sport, I think, have taken it to a next level. Really has.
It is. It's amazing because when you look at, say, a spray chart of a guy's career, you know, and you say, okay, these are his 1,000 base hits. These are his 1,000 hits. And you see a chart and you're sitting there saying, okay, why don't we just play everyone right here?
Exactly.
Because this is where, like, when he hits the ground.
60% of the time.
When
he hits
a ground ball, like, it's here and here. He gets a lot of hits here and here. Okay, well, just put guys there and there. And that's what the game has become. And it makes it a lot harder on the hitter. I get it. But it brings up that philosophy of, well, screw it then. I'm going to hit it over your head. I'm not going to hit that ball hard in the ground anymore. Let's go launch angle piece. Now we're all screwed.
I always thought the answer for David Ortiz would be just to really perfect bunting down to third base.
Exactly.
Because nobody's there. Nobody's there. Yeah. You're going to get a single every single time.
Just learn how to bunt. You know what?
Not
force
him.
Them. Force them.
He can't do it. That's right. He can't do it because he's
going to come out of it. Right?
I wouldn't want him to do it, though.
Why do you want the greatest power hitter in Red Sox history to bunt?
Yeah, he's
Jackie Bradley, okay.
Bunt. Jackie Bradley can bunt. Like,
force him out of it.
You bunt. But no, I don't want David. David, if David puts a bunt down, the other manager's clapping. Good job. You just clogged up the bases, and it's still 0-0. It's not 1-0. Good job. Like, you don't do that with him.
You can roll a hit and run attempt out with Poppy on first.
But
might not go so well. All right, so they asked Chris Sale this morning on the Greg Hill Show. All right, that was this morning with Chris Sale. They asked him about fans now showing up at Fenway Park. We're going to have, 4,000 fans at Fenway Park for games. This is what he said.
Can you specifically hear something? If there's one masshole who is saying something, can you specifically hear that?
At Fenway Park? What are you talking about? Of course you can hear them. and that's the fun, too. You know, like, that's the fun of it. But, you know, these fans come to watch our games, and they pay their hard-earned money to come watch us play and hope for us to win and give us some crap when we don't. You know, they've earned that right just as much as the next guy. And to be honest with you, I miss all of it. I really do, because it's that's what we're accustomed to, you know. That Fenway Park, like, it's not like any other place. Like, it's packed all the time, and we have very passionate fans, and that helps. I mean, there's no doubt. You can ask anybody; it helps having those fans in the stands and behind our back.
Likes it so much, he's developed a Boston accent.
He's got the
like
accent.
That. Yeah,
Fenway Park.
At Fenway Park. What?
Yeah,
I just figured out why they like him so much in the morning. He
Why's
sounds
that?
Like Greg's old buddy, Matt Light.
Oh, yes, he does. Oh, very good.
He sounds just like him.
See if we can get some Matt Light audio and match
both
it up
like
with
guns?
Chris Sale. That's a good one, Lou. He does.
He sounds just like him.
Are they both anti-maskers?
Yeah, no, look, again, like I said, I think this is how I think Bill, you know, views this. And, again, not because I've talked to him, but because, you know, he does things
come to watch our games, and they pay their hard-earned money to come watch us play and hope for us to win.
Of Matt, what these coaches have had to endure. Number one,
Matt Light,
to be honest
baseball.
With you, I miss all of it. I really do.
It's the same guy.
I tell you, these guys, and I was told that at the end of the year, that, you know, how strange it was to try to play baseball in front of nobody. Like, last time you do that, it's the Florida State League. You do that in front of, that's it, parents, girlfriends, wives, and scouts.
Or like, against the Marlins.
150 people. Yeah, I mean, some places are like that. But, I mean, even like a double A, some of these parks, triple A, like, you know, you're still getting fans, like thousands of fans. And to play in front of nobody, after a while, and obviously the team sucked last year, which made it even harder, but just playing in front of nobody. I'm telling you, these guys are going to go out there in Fort Myers here and over the weekend, have 2,000 people, and they're going to be jacked.
Yeah, all above 70.
It's going to feel like Yankee Stadium.
I'll tell you what, it is weird playing with no fans. No fans, it's definitely harder to get amped up. At least I would have people to talk to. Now, I got nobody. I mean, I got Jackie, but he's far. So, yeah, I got nobody, guys. I got nobody. Nobody.
It's Alex Verdugo, who might be the most entertaining guy on the team.
He takes NyQuil.
I will say this. If they're expecting the 4,000 people to be loud and be cheering and stuff like that, you're not going to get that. That's why the question actually was pretty good. Maybe that's why he's on that show. He was a pretty good question in that you're going to hear, as I told you with my experience, individual fans.
Yeah.
So when you get the real, and you know what they're like, Lou, you've seen them all your life, the loudmouths that show up
at the ballpark. You know what it's called? The rain delay crowd.
Yes, the rain delay crowd.
Yep. One of the biggest issues with rain delays, hour and a half, 2 hour rain delays. You come out and you're like, all right, you look up in the stands, no one's there. Yep. Everyone's in the first four, five, six rows because everybody moved down and everyone is hydrated. And that's all you do. You hear individual people. You're right. That's what you're going to hear.
Yeah, and especially when you go to Yankee Stadium, you're going to hear it. When the Yankees
Let's go
come
Red
here,
Sox.
you're going to hear it here. Because that's all you got. I told you the other day, all I heard was people screaming at KD and screaming at Kyrie.
Good.
Just wanted to destroy them. All right, Wiggy had a question. You want Wiggy's question or the baseball question of the day?
Yeah, because I like this answer a lot. That's why
Here's
you like Chris
Wiggy's
Sale.
Baseball question of the day.
Chris, we have this conversation all the time about athletes, you know, elite franchise players, and you talk about Mookie Betts, and I know there's Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson, about guys wanting to have their voice heard and having more input with the organization on some of the decisions or just being, you know, the recommendations that they may have. Have you ever been in that situation before that you went to management or ownership and said, hey, I'd like this guy here. I think this guy would be a good manager.
I've had people call me and ask me questions. I don't, it's a very tough question because who I am right now is a little bit different than, you know, who I was in the past and my thought on that specific subject. For me, I don't care who comes through that door. Player, personnel, like I have preferences, you know, like I obviously wanted AC to be our manager, but if he was not, whoever's sitting in that managerial seat, I play as hard as I can for 100% of the time, whatever he says goes. Players, you know, of course you want top tier free agents. Worrying about that, for me anyways, me personally, where I sit today as an athlete, I don't wrap myself around that stuff anymore, man. I can't. And it's been proven that sometimes on a given day it doesn't matter. Sports are crazy. Just give me some guys that want to play hard and show up on time and just have some guts. That's all I need.
He'd never make it in the NBA because the NBA, that's all they do. The players dictate everything.
I thought it was kind of funny how he said kept talking about where he is today. He is today. And I'm thinking, okay, today. What was it like before? And then he thought of his time in Chicago when he was –
Tearing up shirts.
Right. Pissed off because kids weren't in locker rooms and pissed off about this and that and everything else. But where he is today, but I love that line. Just give me guys that play hard, show up on time, and have guts. That's it. Let's go. Yeah, roll the balls out.
If people don't know what Lou's talking about, it was a throwback uniform night, and they had the old, I don't know, the 1906 White Sox or whatever, and they had full collars to their shirts, and he was all pissed off that they were doing it. It took a scissors.
He wasn't even pitching that night.
No, he wasn't.
Thought they were restrictive.
Yeah.
He didn't like it.
Cut it all off.
He wasn't even pitching. No, that's a ballsy move, and you can see there's obviously some maturity there because I don't think he'd do something
but
like that.
The other
that
one was, remember, Adam LaRoche's kid. Remember, he was in the locker room? And there was a big thing, and the ownership took him out of the locker room. The players were pissed, and LaRoche is gone, and it was just a mess. That was a mess.
His answers are always just, man, why aren't there more athletes? Like, every time I hear him, he says something. There's always this, man, why aren't more athletes like him? Why don't they think like him? Why can't they just be kind of, you know, dialed into what their job is and what they need to do? Why do they want to sit there and, you know, be involved with management bleeding into a different, you know, basketball and baseball with this topic? But why, Russell Wilson, do you want to have some sort of say on who they, what they do in the offseason? Like, why, Deshaun Watson, do you want to sit there and act like you're a GM when you're not? Just go out and play. I'm hiring you. It's like, I'm hiring you to make sandwiches. I'm hiring you to make pizzas. I don't want you to make sushi. But I love sushi.
I do too.
This is a pizza shop, not a sushi shop. But people, some guy, I like sushi itself.
I love sushi pizza.
I'm hiring you to make pizzas. I don't see what the difference is, and maybe I'm downplaying it. But I don't. I'm hiring you to play quarterback.
So what?
Play
the heck? Quarterback. Leave me alone. Yeah. Let me have my pizza.
Yeah, but I wanna pick the. No. You're a quarterback. We're done here. Go throw the ball. But I don't want to. I don't care.
But see, remember we talked about the courtesy calls? You know, just,
what do you mean,
just
courtesy calls?
Well, just almost one of these things like, hey, Russell, hey, Deshaun, like, hey, just want to let you know, this is what we're thinking. Like, I think we're going to bring this guy in. Are you good with it? Yeah, okay. And you sort of make him feel like he has a say.
Yeah, what if he says no?
I'm just
saying, you okay with it? What if he said no?
Do you think Hein Bloom gave him a call, a couple guys a call, and said, hey, what do you think about bringing Alex back, even though Hein Bloom probably knows what the answer is and probably knows he's going to hire him anyways, but he kind of makes him feel
though?
Like he's part of the decision-making process, even though he's not?
I know, but that's a little different, though, because I would think a smart GM, president of baseball operations, would say, let me check with the players first, because maybe there's the important players kind of have an issue with him. And, like, don't respect him and don't want him back. But I think you really have to kind of get the temperature with
that. I would think, you know, Hein Bloom would probably contact guys like Chris Sale, Nate Eovaldi, Vasquez, Devers,
Workhorse.
Bogey. Like, the five core guys, you know, you have here, kind of. But he already knows what the answer is, so he doesn't have to. But he's probably contacting them, asking, just to make them feel like they had a say in it, even though, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I say courtesy call type of thing. But,
hey, honey, who was that on the phone? That was Hein Bloom asking my opinion.
Here's the deal with Alex Cora. We've just learned that the meeting that he's in is going to take an extended period of
time. Ooh, big trade?
It could be a
trade.
It could be something going on, maybe at 3:30.
The trade for Mookie?
We're going to have some breaking news. Either that or Curtis is pushing for Friday, and Alex says, I like Wednesdays. Yeah, I like Wednesdays, man. I like Wednesdays. Maybe that's what's going on. So here's the deal. 3:30, Alex Cora will join us. We're going to get to your phone calls when we see you on the line at 617-779-7937. Lou is very optimistic about the Red Sox, but I'm wondering, based on what we've seen with the Celtics, and if you watched the Bruins against the Islanders last night, should the fan base be concerned about your team? And which team are you concerned about? We're going to get to all of that coming up right here on OMF.